Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television, and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us, joining me, joining yourself, joining everybody, I don't know, for another Morning Mindset. I know there is no us, there's just me talking into this microphone. Today we're going to talk about believe in yourself. Yes, this is a term that's thrown around with reckless abandon. People say, you got to believe in yourself, and you need to believe in yourself, and you should believe in yourself, and if you want to be a success, you have to believe in yourself. All right. Great. How? Well, what do you mean, how, Paul? You just say the words, believe in yourself, and you do. That's not how that works. That's like my previous conversation when people tell you, we're going to fight. You need to fight this thing. We're going to fight cancer. We're going to fight this problem. We're going to fight. But nobody ever says how. They just say the words as if saying the words is going to make it happen. And saying the words, believe in yourself. You know, I think Bruce Willis, when he was Bruno, did a song called Believe in Yourself. Am I wrong? I think my memory served me correctly. How do you do that? How do you instill faith and confidence in yourself and your own abilities? You mean, Paul, I can't just say those words and it doesn't happen? No, it's not how that works. It's not how the human psyche works. If saying the words believe in yourself or someone telling you to believe in yourself was all that was needed, then everybody in the world would be the most well-adjusted, successful human being that you ever saw. The world would be filled with millionaires and billionaires. Everybody would be a millionaire and a billionaire. Everyone would have a successful business. Everyone would have a successful career. There'd be so many successful entrepreneurs that you'd be tripping over them on the way to the mailbox in the morning. You say, well, it's obviously not true. There aren't that many, and it takes real hardcore dedicated effort to do that. I'm like, yeah, it does. So you can't just say those words. Well, number one, the first thing we need to understand is that you cannot trick yourself. And when I say you cannot trick yourself, you cannot trick your own mind. You cannot trick yourself into having self-esteem. And this is something that apparently has been lost on a huge percentage of our culture. I'll give you a great example. For the last 20 to 25 years or so, we've engaged in this great self-esteem experiment in America where we don't criticize children. We never tell them that they're wrong. Anything that they do is great, is fantastic, it's wonderful. If they show up and are breathing, they get a blue ribbon. Doesn't matter how much effort they put in or didn't put in. If they show up to whatever, to soccer, to football, baseball, if they show up to the fair, if they show up to the science fair, right? Or the book fair or the whatever, everybody gets a blue ribbon. And we do that. We started doing this. We allowed people to, we allowed adult humans to develop and push this concept that if you just reward people for being there, if you tell every little Jimmy and Janie and Johnny and Susie that they're special and that they're perfect and that they deserve an award for just basically sucking up oxygen, then what that will do is that will foster self-esteem in that person. That child will have self-esteem, and then as they grow and get older, they will be successful. No, they won't. And what we've seen is the tremendous failure of this program, of this mentality, playing out in our world. People who are now in their 20s have never been told that they were wrong, or that they failed, or that they weren't good enough, or that their effort was not good enough. No, they were told that everybody who shows up is special, and everybody who shows up gets a blue ribbon, and you're a winner regardless. You just stood on the sidelines during soccer and picked your nose, but you get a trophy. And you say, okay, big deal, Paul. Well, it is a big deal because we're still dealing with the, or we're still hearing the, believe in yourself. I heard this the other day. The whole reason I wrote this down as a show note was because I saw, I can't remember if it was a commercial or I heard a commercial or something, but it was the believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. And it occurred to me that I needed to talk about this. People who genuinely believe in themselves, that is a product of self-esteem, right? Of genuine, real, earned self-esteem. You see, it doesn't matter how many free trophies and blue ribbons and participation awards and so forth that people get. Deep down in their hearts, in their minds, in their psyches, they know whether or not they earned that. And the fact is, if everybody gets a ribbon for showing up, it means, then a ribbon means nothing. If every single kid who participated in you know, second grade soccer that year, that season, goes to an award ceremony and every single kid who shows up gets a little mini trophy, the trophy means nothing. And the fact of the matter is, you know that. And we know that. And that kid knows that. That little trophy doesn't mean anything to him. That he's not going to brag about that little trophy to his friends. You know, as time goes by, that kid isn't going to, that second or third grader, or, you know, even fifth or sixth grader, they're not going to treasure that ribbon or that trophy. They're not going to pack it up in a box and take it with them to college because it's meaningless. It's not real. It's not genuine self-esteem. You cannot believe in yourself unless you have convinced yourself that you have exceeded expectations. When you exceed your own expectations, when you do better than you ever thought you were going to, you know who has genuine self-esteem? People who go out and attempt something, fail, try it again, fail, try it again, and succeed. Because they know that that success took effort. People who go out and participate in whatever, any kind of a sport, any kind of an event, any kind of whatever, doesn't matter, and they apply themselves. They listen to the instruction. They do what they were told. They focus on the task at hand, and then they end up doing better than they thought they were going to. They end up exceeding their own expectations. And when you exceed your own expectations, what you get is you get a ribbon, a trophy, an award that's inside of you that no one else can take away. Because you know that you did it. It was your effort, your desire, your passion to achieve that made it happen. You didn't get the award. You didn't get first place, second place. You didn't get it because someone else felt sorry for you, or because everybody gets a trophy, or what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want your kids to believe in themselves, if you're one of those people out there who has a poster on the wall, and that's another thing. Posters are fun and everything, but they don't give you self-esteem. These, you know, motivational posters that hang on the wall, you know, believe in yourself. You can put a million posters up in a million workplaces, and it's not going to change a darn thing. Because posters and slogans and sayings don't provide genuine, real self-esteem and achievement. A person cannot believe in themselves unless they have been challenged and they have exceeded their own expectations. Or they exceeded the expectations of others, and by exceeding the expectations of others, they realize that their effort has paid off. That is how you get self-esteem. People who are multimillionaires and billionaires, most of these folks failed at some point or several times during their lives. If you look at Edison, if you look at Franklin, if you look at any of the great inventors of our era, any of the people who have come up with products and designs and so forth, if you go back and look at their history, you'll probably discover that they actually had more failures than they had successes. But they didn't focus on those failures continuously. They said, okay, that didn't work. Got it. Let's move on to the next thing. That didn't work. Okay, I get it. I'm going to take the experience that I learned from that failure, but I'm going to apply it to my next venture. And eventually you become Edison with the light bulb. You know, you become Franklin with the numerous patents and inventions. I mean, we're still using patents and inventions that Franklin came up with 200 years ago. You know, Edison, we're pushing 100 plus years on Thomas Edison. We're still using his inventions today. But if you looked at their lives, if you looked at their original, you know, challenges and failures, you'd be like, man, this guy didn't know what he was talking about, but he kept going. And somebody like a Franklin or an Elon Musk, or to be modern, or Edison or what have you, that person believed in themselves. But how did they and why did they believe in themselves? They believed in themselves because through effort and dedication, through putting forth that serious, no kidding effort, not just the, well, I showed up, where's my blue ribbon? They had to challenge themselves. They actually had to fail. They had to overcome that failure, and then they exceeded their own expectations, and they believed in themselves. So if you really want to help someone believe in themselves, if you want to believe in yourself, you have to challenge yourself. You have to challenge that person. You have to present that person with challenges. And the worst thing you could possibly do for your kids or young people is to give them trophies and ribbons and awards for nothing, for just showing up, for just being there, because it means nothing. And if it means nothing, it will not generate any kind of self-esteem. It will not generate a belief in oneself. How does one believe in themselves if they got the same ribbon that everyone else got just for being there? Exactly. Thank you for making that point, Paul. And you're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Morning Mindset. Please support the show by sharing it with others. Please support this show by leaving a review so other people can find it. Go to Amazon and get the book Morning Mindset, a 30-day plan for a more positive and productive life. You can get it as a Kindle version or as a paperback version. Get it for yourself. Get it for a grad. Get it for a person in your life that you really care about. And you can always go to morningmindsetpodcast.com and get more information. I'm your host, Paul Markle. I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.